There comes in their lifetime a special moment where they are figuratively tapped on the shoulder and offered a chance to do a special thing, unique to them and fitted only for their talents. What a tragedy if that moment finds them unprepared or unqualified for that which could have been their finest hour. Sir Winston Churchill.
All right, let's get it. Welcome to the Self Mastery, the Audio Experience Podcast. My name is Franklin Jennings. To my right, Justin. What's good, brother?
What's up, what's up, what's up?
To my left, Stro. What's good, brother?
Fellas.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
In the building one more time.
one more again, as they say. Hey, man. Hey, good to see y'all, man. Let's have some fun with this a little bit, man. You know, there's a lot of talk going on, but let's do a One's Gotta Go. All right? We're going to do One's Gotta Go.
Yes, sir.
The comedian edition. All right. Comedic edition.
Shout out to Cat Williams.
Cat Williams, man.
Changing the world.
Dude.
One episode.
One 3-hour episode.
And you wouldn't have thought it would have been him that did it. Like, not to say he's insignificant, but it's like you just wouldn't have thought it would have been him. But man, yeah. Five minutes in, it was on.
Fact checking. 5 minutes in,
right in the phone.
Google was like, "Wait! We can't find all that."
Steve Harvey's hair real? Like, dang,
dude, he went in.
So I've been through that one.
Well, yeah, that was the old one.
Do y'all remember when they were beefing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
He really did. So they were. It kind of was a beef, but then they both. You could tell they sat down with their teams. Was like, you know, we can make a lot of money.
Right.
And they did a face off.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. yeah. I remember.
He smoked them though, didn't he?
Yeah. Steve Harvey went in.
Uh huh.
He did his thing, but you know the person that goes second, they kind of
got it. He got all the material. He's just like in a battle rap.
Cat
same
came
thing. Yeah.
Yo, y'all saw him put that wig on his head before he came out here. And I'm talking about that joint went viral. That was back when there was no Instagram reels. I think it was just YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bro, that joint was viral.
Dude.
He smoked his britches. Bro.
It's crazy because, you know, and everybody now, when they look back at the picture, they're like, oh man, I can see that was
fake. It's extremely perfect.
Yeah.
And it's like, I always thought about that. I'm like, dang, I think, not even just the line, because you can get a straight line.
But the hair on top, I'm like, he gets his hair cut, trimmed every 5 seconds.
They're on it with
the scissors just for like every 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, hold, break, cut.
It was perfect.
Mm-hmm. That joke was perfect,
it was
man.
Perfect. And that TWA. You know what I'm saying? My dad used to call him TWA, Teeny Weenie Afro.
That's it. That's exactly what
it
was.
That's just like when I found out, it was AJ from 106 in the Park. He had fake hair.
The dreads?
I didn't know to this
day.
Yes. Fake hair. I seen.
That's wild. Somewhere. I did not know that.
Hold on. He had extensions?
No, from what I can remember. And this was a while ago.
The whole joint?
But the whole thing.
Wow.
Because I remember seeing his haircut.
You just ruined my childhood, bro.
Yeah,
I thought something was straight up.
You ruined my teeth.
Dreaded.
Yeah, because like, dang, yeah. Oh, seeing somebody goodness. With natural hair like that, yeah.
Bro, I didn't know that.
Yeah. You wonder,
they were the same length forever.
Yeah, they were. They were. Didn't even take that.
No,
I don't think that's the thing. I think he switched up. I don't know.
It's TV magic.
It's good. It's good. But all right, yo. So check it. One's got to go.
One's got to go.
We gonna go with Bill Cosby, Eddie Murphy, Chappelle, and Martin.
Bill Cosby, Eddie Murphy,
Chappelle, and Martin.
Martin.
One's gotta go.
You made it kinda easy, bro.
That ain't easy. How you go? Who do you have?
That's a legend. That's a legend case, I guess.
I was about to say, come on. We're not talking about nothing on the personal side. Okay. We're talking about the material, the body
really
of work.
The only thing I was fitting to go on.
If we take them away, we don't have what they brought. If one's got to go.
It's
almost easy for me.
Yeah, almost easy. Had to do it.
No pun intended. You would blow
See? See, I knew.
Pause.
I had to be a little iffy with him.
Bill Cosby. So if you're throwing Bill in that,
yeah,
they're all standing on his shoulders.
That's real.
That's real. Bill.
That's hey, maybe you can.
All of them are standing on his shoulders.
If he wasn't there, somebody else would have done.
That's not how it works. Not in the world of art, because art builds on top of art.
That's good. Like that. I like that.
It really does. Like think about the Cronut. He first saw it, and then he took it and did a whole new thing.
Yeah.
But maybe that idea wouldn't have came into his mind if shout out to his name?
Dominique.
Dominique hadn't created it.
Makes sense.
It may be a huge chance that in the parallel universe, Justin ain't never make a Cronut.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we thank you for the Cronut. We thank you for the Cronut.
Music, culinary, whatever you're doing. Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
Okay, we can't stay here all day. I'm going to have to go with Martin. Martin's gone. He's out of here. I'm talking about, bro. I loved the show.
Yeah.
I loved every single episode. I watched it. That was part of my childhood. That and Fresh Prince. But I got to go with Martin, bro.
Yeah. I can understand that.
I got to go with Martin. Eddie and Bill Cosby could never lead that list.
No, you can't.
There are a lot. What was the other one?
Chappelle. You can't do
it. You can't. You can't take Chappelle off.
You really can't take none of them.
If one's got to go,
with all due respect, it's got to be Martin.
And that's who I would go with.
Or Dave Chappelle. Because Dave Chappelle, both of them are seriously standing on the shoulders of Eddie and Cosby, bro.
Exactly, yeah. Like, that's real. Yeah.
That's just mine. Y'all.
But no, I had Martin, like, too.
Yeah,
it's,
Martin.
It was hard to go with because that show.
Yeah, man. I think that's where I gotta keep him.
And that's the thing too.
I
feel you.
I can't picture my childhood without looking at the Cosby Show, looking at Martin.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay.
So Dave gotta go.
For me, it's gonna be Eddie, and I hate it.
I can see you going there.
Chappelle for me is too real.
The clumps and the PJs.
Clumps has got it there.
Yeah. So, and I like low key. What is the movie? Dreamgirls. Low key, one of my favorite musicals ever. Just because of Eddie.
Yeah.
Like when I found out he was actually doing the singing, actually doing all the everything
he brought it.
I was like,
yeah.
And I will sit here and listen to that album.
Can't sing. Poor thing. The world can't take him seriously.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because he made that song.
I think in an alternate universe,
he could have did
it. He wants to be a serious singer like Jamie Foxx. He can switch over. Jamie Foxx, we was laughing at him too at first until he dropped that Overnight Celebrity.
Man. Twista.
Wasn't it Overnight Celebrity?
Twista?
Was that the name of the song?
Are you talking about
Celebrity? I know the song is Celebrity Overnight, but.
As if he wasn't already singing on the show, as if he wasn't a comedian, he could have never been a comedian. That joint was like hit.
Yeah, nah, he brought it.
Yeah,
I can see that. I can see that with Eddie too. Like actually wanting to pursue that as well.
I'm changing my answer.
How you gonna do that?
Dave Chappelle.
Wow.
I ain't mad at it.
What's your reason?
I gotta go with Dave.
What's the reason?
Because Martin. The impact on my childhood and all that stuff. We were about to walk into another universe and one of them had to go in that particular universe, I guess it would be Dave, and I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people in the LGBTQ+ community that would love that answer.
Yeah,
we could go without Dave. Dave won me, you know, all this is in fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dave won me in. Was it Blue Streak? He said, I rip your stuff off and I eat them. He said, I seen him do it.
Yeah, I seen.
Because he was kind of funny.
Yeah.
And
what he had? He had
the clumps. He said, women be shopping. That was Dave.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't know that was Dave.
I have to go back and look.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't know that was Dave.
Okay.
Dave, he had like this big hat on.
Yeah.
And he was being a character. He wasn't being his normal Dave, like that the stand-up Dave.
Yeah,
right.
He wasn't doing it.
That wasn't that.
He was like, women be shopping. And remember, he started roasting.
That's right. He was the comedian. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, Eddie bent over to pick up something. He said, look, I think they found when he had Jimmy Hoffa. Bruh, they roasted him.
That's good. Yeah.
So, So, Martin, Eddie, I mean, we're talking about, not to just mention Dreamgirls and all stuff, we're talking about, like, I used to sneak and watch Def Comedy Jam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Yeah. So, I had to think about that thing. Martin had a huge impact on me, like, growing up. Like,
yeah, Martin's my guy. Martin's my guy. The only reason why I could...
Don't say my guy, because I don't want Dave to... I meet Dave, he don't want to come on the show, because we took him off.
He gonna be... Remember that? He'll be all right. He'll be all right.
You said my guy. All of them my guy. You know what I'm saying?
But see, but the only thing with Martin was he kind of fell off later on. So that's why I kind of made it, like, I don't discredit the...
Well, Alpha was just rich and good and just living his life.
I think he fell off. I feel like he fell off.
He did have those like health complications at one point.
Yeah, that's right. He was just living his life.
Well, okay.
We talk about taking away Bad Boys. I like, yeah.
Now that, and Bad Boys is my favorite movie. Bad Boys is my favorite movie.
She would get mad listening. Like, yeah. Martin?
Yeah, so you got to. So you're trying to save yourself, but I understand. I understand. But now Bad Boys is actually top five.
Bad Boys right now if you put it on.
No, Bad Boys is top five. Yeah. Man. All right, well, everybody took away Martin.
Yeah,
it's what the record of the show.
Oh, no.
I know. I took it. I'm just trying to take everybody out. But yeah, cool. Good stuff.
It sounds so good. So crispy. Huh?
Yeah. But yeah, so, all right. Bye. That's who's got to go. So, all right, man. Well, let's touch into or get into something here. Well, while
let's
we're
get
here,
started.
Rather.
Let's get started.
You know,
here we are.
You know, we touched on who I am and what brought me down here to
and how we connected.
Oh, yeah. You know, here in Richmond. But you know, the third part to this Trinity here is Justin. You know, we're gonna dig in, man, and see what who is Justin. You know, the man behind JC Desserts, the cronut that's changed the game out here, and I mean, changed the game period, but changed the game out here. It's like
no disrespect.
It's huge.
It's respectfully.
Yeah.
The other cronuts are just not matching up. The other people that's been dropping them.
Yeah.
And I don't know anybody that's homemade making them like Justin, but I'm talking about these businesses and chains. I'm not.
They're not coming close. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see that joint look like a scraggled up rat or something.
Right. You got to put something a little bit more into that. Yeah.
No love in it.
That's what's missing.
It had jealousy in it. The cronuts I see, they had jealousy. We gonna show him. They was making it like this.
I think he got something. Watch this.
Just being that joint smoothing up the butter. He be like Tiger Woods. He be.
That's the truth. That's the truth, though.
Yo, like, bro.
But that's what it take, though, too.
My uncle watched the video of me when I went in there. He said, that guy is legit.
Yep.
Like,
Yeah.
You got fans, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Because someone, another business, they was up in Nova, Northern Virginia, and they spotted someone else doing cronuts, like just at like a regular market, wasn't nothing crazy, and they spotted a little bit different than me, like which everyone does,
right.
But she was like, nah, it's like you got a trademark on this, and I'm like, it's already trademarked,
right.
So that's why we spell it a little bit different than the original. So
that's
it's like
trademarking banana pudding.
Or
sweet potato pie. Yeah.
There's
after
50
coins.
Yeah.
The first person to do it just gets it. Dominique gets it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you just take it and run with it.
You took it. Took it in a different direction. So, yeah.
Yeah, but nah. Which, speaking of him, we just went to New York this past for New Year's.
Tell us about it, bro.
Mm. Oh, that thing was crazy. Too many people from my southern comfort. I ain't going to lie, but it's good to be in it, knowing that you're going to be in it for like a weekend or
that's real.
A vacation,
that's real.
Long as a vacation. Yeah. So it was like, on one hand, it was like, that's not my scene. But at the same time, it was like, this is good. It's good to be somewhere different.
Nothing like the city, man.
When you first got there. Like for real, no, because I remember my first time in New York.
So,
and they used to tell me, don't look up.
And how did you? Because
it was a different time period. Mm-hmm. And I was in Brooklyn. So it was like, don't look up. When you look up, you're automatically a tourist.
Yeah. Mm. Well, how'd you get here, too? Like, was it plane, train?
Oh, okay.
Like
okay. So on the way up there, we took the bus, which is called the Jet. So it only has like 15, 16 seats.
Mm-hmm.
It's all just, it's decked out. The seats, you know, let your feet out, sit it back. They have this like air injection where it's like you just pump it up where the seat, the back, your back seat is like boom, what firmness you want it.
Okay.
They walk around as soon as you get on, hot little hand towel, here you go, snacks, all that good stuff. So,
hand towels, man.
Man, I'm telling you, it was
nice.
And it sound like the little flight to Dubai, the Emirates.
It was, it was all worth that $100 ticket. Like when
that's it?
Exactly.
I was going to say.
Exactly. I will take that thing back and forth. Bro, sightseeing and all that.
Yeah.
The jet.
The jet. Okay.
The jet.
Okay.
So it only goes from D.C. to New York. So it goes back and forth.
I got you.
So otherwise, yeah, but we took a train up to D.C., then took the bus up to New York.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So it was pretty dope.
That's pretty dope.
Nice.
But
nice.
Yeah, we got out.
You're right.
Like exactly.
Didn't even know that was available. It was.
Possible. Like, yeah. Put it on my face. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah, it was good though. It was good.
Nice.
Oh yeah, they had free drinks too. I actually didn't partake because I forgot about it. But yeah, they had free drinks.
Okay. Nice.
That's crazy.
Nice.
So yeah, shout out to the Jet. Good experience.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
five
man.
Stars. Would recommend.
Five stars for sure.
Thumbs up. Got you.
But yeah, yeah. So it was like, yeah, I didn't look up because I mean, you get to see it as you come in. It's not
So you can look up now.
Yeah.
But there was a time where you looked up, you were basically saying, hey,
wow.
I'm in my pocket right now.
Yeah.
And picking pockets were big in the 90s.
I think I almost had an attempt on me while I was there.
Somebody brushed up on you.
Yep. Yeah, typical. Oh, let me bump into you.
Still doing it.
And then let me put my hand on you and say, oh, I'm sorry. And I was like, good thing I ain't had nothing in my pockets because I for sure was like, as soon as that happened, I'm checking my pockets.
I'm not going to. Don't say what I do on this.
Don't
bike.
Share. Yeah.
Somebody see me, they're going to know exactly where
I'm going. Right, right. Keep your Don't do that.
I put my wallet in a different place
when
I go to New York. Mm-hmm. It's just a PTSD from the 90s, late 90s.
Smart.
No. But we got there, went to the Tempo Hotel. It was super dope. We had so many options from the hotels up there, but it was like, it's New Year's. Everything is crazy expensive. Like, what is going to make it, you know, the most enjoyable experience?
Right.
While
right.
we can still, you know, balance the budget to where we're not only going to just be at the hotel, you know, we want to experience everything.
Oh, yeah, you got
to
get out.
Has to help.
Yeah.
So, we got a nice deal on the Tempo Hotel, which was right there in Times Square.
Nice.
We didn't get the room to actually see the ball drop, but we was all right there. Okay. We ain't missed nothing.
Okay. No, we seen it on Instagram, I think you posted.
Mm-hmm.
He was right there, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, how much that goes?
I don't even want to.
Don't say.
Nah, it was all right, though. It was all right.
Think about it. Think about it.
It could have been worse. I ain't going to lie to you.
Hey, you did. Mm-hmm. That's all about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, and I think my woman, she did, she called about something, and then they ended up upgrading us to a higher room. And it won't even on no like
yeah, a big problem.
Yeah, it won't even nothing like that. She was like,
I have Justin from JC. Y'all better upgrade this room before we write
your review.
So yeah,
but nah, it was good.
Nice.
But yeah, we was a tourist for sure. And,
like,
let's go to all the stuff you know we want to go to.
Enjoy.
Next time come around, like let's hit the like you know
hole in
the
wall. Man, it's so much.
Anybody even from New York, last time we went. Man, I couldn't even ask for directions, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody asked for directions, yeah. Justin.
A lot of stuff changed, too.
I just moved here this year.
Yeah. So, that too.
Maybe ask a cop or something. Like, I had to ask a cop.
Yeah.
A cop, like, when we, legit. You know.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah.
But sometimes your phone die because you've been running all day. And, you know, your phone can die, you know, through your subway, if you're doing subway.
Yeah.
We do subway commute. We, We boop, boop, boop.
Yeah,
Andrew from Brooklyn, you know that.
See, I was not going. Uh-uh.
Yeah, don't risk it.
That's how Kelsey was. I was on that Uber all day.
So here's the key: if you go back, when you go back, and you take the subway, you put your headphones in, and you look mean as hell. Just go this. And you go to sleep or act like you sleep. They just know you from New York. You're good.
The subway is it's definitely an experience. Like when I went. Couple times when I was up there with my wife, Kelsey, she, you know, she made fun of me because, you know, of course, I'm supposed to know how to get around from here. And there was a train. I think they changed the tracks going to somewhere. She's like, you don't know where you're going or something. Like, I'm like, yo, this is not supposed to happen. This joint's supposed to go here, and we would have got here in this amount of time. So we had like a detour. Yeah, you're supposed to be from how you don't know everything.
Right.
But no, that same thing. Oh, yeah. As soon as it happened.
Didn't spare you a bit. Mm.
Didn't. But yeah, but no, the subway, that's an experience in itself, man. But yeah, mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. good, man.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, we hit up. Yeah, what happened? We was just driving back from somewhere. We was headed to the hotel, and then this is where my injury happened. We just happened to see, we was riding by.
Can we post it?
Can we please?
Right.
Can we please?
Slow-mo.
Slow-mo, definitely.
We gotta insert it in the podcast.
Yes, right where you said that. Right, please. That
one of the days we was just riding back, and then...
Don't tell
them
where you were.
I ain't mad at it. It
was in a museum.
It was in a museum. Yeah, yeah. Of fun sorts.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
And makes then, sense.
The rest is none of your business. You know what I'm saying?
We rolled by the first day and then we saw it. And then the second day, I was like, you know, we got time. Like, let's go ahead, go in there and check it out.
Yeah.
Adult only. Let's just say that. Yeah. We'll say it. We'll keep it at that.
He just had to tell it. Go ahead.
Show
business, man.
Nah, we ain't going. Nothing too crazy.
This is the podcast. This we telling everything.
Hey, we in New York.
It's going to be in there.
We ain't got that in Richmond.
Yeah.
If real. It is, it's underground somewhere.
I was going to say, weird.
But we saw it, went in there, and then cool little experience. You know, they had some interactive elements, which... A little weird on one.
Interactive is a good word to use. That's a good word to use. Interactive.
Y'all just gotta go. I know we went from the warm towels of, you know, we was
different
relaxing.
Need for the warm
to the,
towel in there.
Yeah, I didn't need a warm towel. That thing was crazy. but no, we went in there and then they had this like little fun bouncy area or bounce house was. Which is what it was supposed to be. It wasn't really too bouncy. But yeah, hit something, fell over, right on my neck.
It looked, so when you sent me the video,
I seen the video, yeah.
He sent it to both of us?
Yeah, he sent it in the chat.
It looked like he was just, you know, it was one of them. One of the moments where you're being funny with your girl and you're just like, hey, watch this.
It looked like that's how it started. Like
that's how it started.
Yeah. Right. That's what happened.
You know what? Because we thought about it like afterwards. It was like, this is one of those reels where it's like, how did I get here?
Yeah. You just disappeared. Yeah. Oh, they could have frozen at this moment.
Exactly.
Yeah. Once he disappeared, I was like, oh.
Yeah, nah, he just disappeared behind the balls.
That didn't go how he planned. So. Yeah,
but nah, it was just a little whiplash symptoms. Well, nothing too crazy.
Good.
That's crazy. Yeah, I never would have thought all that would have happened because she even laughed on the video.
Nah, I got back up like, you know me. I'm gonna get back up like nothing happened. I'm gonna play it off. But
you gotta eat it in the moment. You got to.
Nah, by the time I woke up the next morning, I was I couldn't
can't turn left. I was gonna say that's
you wanna feel that one in the morning.
That's exactly.
But nah, it was a good experience though. It was a good experience. So
good, man.
Well,
good.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get into it.
So man. Yeah, man. Justin, really like who is Justin, man? Give us the beginning, man.
And how far can we go? Because I know you've told us a lot of stuff, Motivate Central.
Yeah.
I mean, how comfortable are you going? Because your early life, you know, do you want to tell everybody? You know, I mean, it's up to you, man. Talk. I mean, you tell them, to, you know.
We'll start early childhood.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll start early childhood.
It's all on you, man. But the biggest thing is, it's not about telling all your business.
But what it
is about is, the reason why we're doing this, we're not viral. Well, I went viral, but we're not famous.
Right.
We do this, we're doing this audio experience / podcast, because that's what it's categorized. Because we want you who have followed us for whatever reason.
Right.
Any of us three.
Yeah.
To number one, get the sauce. I mean, we just want to give you the recipe. We feel like we've done some things.
Yeah.
Lord knows we're not homeless. We're not begging for money or anything. We're in a good position, and we just want to show you how we got it. Number two, we just want to invite you into our world and let you know that it's not sweet.
Real. Yeah.
It's ups and downs over here. Amen. So whatever you think of us, for whatever reason, I promise you, be careful praying that prayer. I wish I had what Stroke got. I wish I had what that man got.
Yeah.
That man got, because you do not know how they've been squeezed.
Right.
That's the message right there.
You see what I'm saying? So now, just trying to set it up good for you, man.
Shoot, that thing. We'll have to come. don't lose that point. Let's come back to that.
Right.
Let's come back to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, starting off, it started off, well, the first part, let's say this, learning that I was colorblind at an early age.
Now, that's what I was talking about.
Can
you tell them about you being colorblind?
Yeah,
I don't know how sensitive that is for you. You know
what I'm saying? Oh, no. We normal now. Okay. We normal. So, yeah, I mean, even within that, it's like, you, like, for me, I was comfortable even, like, let's say in my early 20s, where I was like, okay, I'm in whatever job field I'm in. Even after getting into pastries, it's like, okay, I'm comfortable with, you know, telling somebody at the job, like, hey, this is what's up. If I pick the wrong color or whatever the case is, like, hey, just correct me. And like, it's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
But so with me being comfortable with that, though.
Yeah, that's big.
It took maybe like 2 or 3 times where I realized, like, even though I'm comfortable with this information, they switch up to where it's like, oh, it's almost like you don't know how to do your job in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, once I realized that was happening, it was like,
to tell it or not to tell it is the question.
Exactly. Yeah, like, yeah. You gotta really pick and choose when to like pull that out.
Yeah.
Like, so
that's good.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I'm asking, I'm being totally the devil's advocate. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I want to talk for somebody that don't know nothing, because
I really don't
know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you just literally, was you like, how did you even know? Because it's your vision. You've had it since you forever.
Yeah, so
how did you know?
Yeah.
So my parents, and it started with stoplights. So green light on a stoplight,
bro.
It's very, in my sense, it looks white. It just looks like a regular white light.
To this day?
Yeah. It's only like,
man, I feel like he's a superhero or something.
That's real.
There's,
you see through this wall? Like, it's kind of cool.
It's very few instances where it's like I catch it at the right angle or somewhere. I was like, oh, I can kind of see that it's green. But otherwise, it just looks like a regular light in your house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is so,
I was gonna say,
foreign from my thinking that I can't even imagine.
Like, how do you,
like, seeing the world like that.
Yeah, so it's like, through, I think my parents, so my kindergarten teacher, she spotted it at some point and told my parents.
They always be telling.
Yeah, yeah.
My kindergarten teacher got me glasses. She was like, well, Michael keeps squinting. Mm-hmm. He keeps squinting. Mm-hmm. And I was like, bro, next thing you know, I had these big old 1980s.
I see everything. Glasses. I see everything, man.
I couldn't see nothing, bro.
See, but no, they caught it. They told me. I think even for a while, it's still like, it took a long time for me to actually grasp what was going on.
Because
it was just like,
you didn't care.
Yeah, for me, it's just like, well, on one hand, I kind of feel like I don't know my colors, but I'm going to just tell you what I think it is anyway. Mm. Just like a normal person. So it was like, well, if it's wrong, it's wrong. It's,
yeah.
Like, it is
all,
right.
All lives matter.
Yeah.
I don't see color.
Right. We ain't not going to get into that.
Don't write us no nasty comments. Okay.
Jeez.
Sorry, they coming now.
But no, just growing up with it, and now they have, you know, like the sunshades where it's like you can put it on and like it corrects your color blindness.
Huh.
But of course, it's not 100% proof, so everybody isn't affected by it.
Okay.
Or just
is there any latest laser surgery or something you can get or anything?
Not to my knowledge. No.
Wow.
Because you know they correct your vision with laser surgery.
LASIK.
I have something, but
yeah, I think that's totally different, though. Like,
yeah, it's just like the way the light comes into your eyeball.
Elon Musk, like, if you're listening,
right? Ain't that fast?
Hook it up. He can do it. Elon can get it done.
Shoot. Get it done.
But nah, it was. Otherwise, it was normal growing up. Outside
dope.
Of that,
that's
bro,
dope.
Nobody knew.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You gotta y'all's think about it. Like, bro, at what point in the drumline we would have even found out? Like,
yeah,
get those red sticks over there.
Right.
And he's like,
no, bro, get those sticks. Those right. Red? Yeah. Like,
you know what but it is that though. It is that.
But that never happened.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Happened.
Say. Yeah. So if it's like
you hid that joint all through high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for ladies and gentlemen, me and Justin went to high school together, and we have managed to stay friends. You know, I mean, from a distance until our paths crossed according to the success and us being on, you know, you got to pull people in your life who you want, who are, it just matters. I mean, ever since I hit 30, I want to have more people such as yourself and Franklin with me.
Right,
and
right.
I would get on Franklin's butt before you, you know, I would be on Franklin, bruh.
Bruh.
I know you in love, but bro.
Get out.
You got no. You got it really for real because as you get older, you know what I'm saying. I watched, you know, relatives. I watched my dad. You know, when somebody would get on his bad side, they would just cut them off. So yeah, so yeah. I just didn't want. I don't want to be like that. I want to. Whatever it is, let's work through it. Let's figure it out. Because at the end of the day, even the more successful you get, it's less of us that we see.
That's very true.
So I want to make sure this audio screen is another way we're keeping together.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
So yeah, so bro, we went to high school together, and we were in the drum line together, and I did not know about the colorblind.
But now that makes it kind of makes sense.
And
though.
I didn't know he could. So if somebody listening is like, "Well, you didn't know him." That might be true.
That's okay. Because
I think the only reason why knew I played pianos because there would always be a piano somewhere, like a chorus room or something, and I'd be playing. The word got out that I really play. But other than that, people really don't know you that you go to school with.
Well, yeah.
They really don't know you.
No.
That's kind of expected, I think.
No, but even with like the cooking part, it was like it wasn't even a thing for me to be like, that's something I do. It was just like something on a holiday or.
So you were doing it back then.
I was gonna say, how long?
Very, very minuscule, as in like.
So what's minuscule to Justin?
That's normal. Normal child like
making eggs.
Oh no, definitely not. No.
Okay, because I made eggs. I made eggs.
You was already ahead of me.
Eggs and pancakes.
Pancakes. I would throw down on some pancakes as a kid.
See,
but
and I learned by staring at my mom do it. I wouldn't ask her. Wow. I just kept staring at her.
And you got that.
I'm a visual learner.
But it started, I was just baking regular stuff, like box cookies, or the frozen cookies with the little Pillsbury stuff, or the box cakes you get from the store, you just pick it up. Yeah. Ain't nothing too crazy. Like, I started off as normal as you could possibly be.
Wow.
And then it wasn't until I went, after I graduated high school, went to Morgan State up in Baltimore, I was going to study to be a landscape architect, because that's... I know. Y'all gonna be like, how did I get from here to here? But yeah.
Yo, this stuff we didn't know. Y'all.
That's real.
Wow. And I was thinking about this a little bit earlier.
Makes
too.
A lot of sense, though.
I was thinking about this earlier where I was like, man, I was really at one point in the crib just like making like little mock houses out of like cardboard and like doing like trying to do like interior decorating.
Did you
think
of those little model cars and stuff that you could build from scratch?
Yeah, yeah.
That you could get at Walmart?
I did think that was cool. I never had one, though.
I did one of those.
That's fun. Yes. Yeah. That's cool. That's fun.
You have one, bro?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. I didn't have like...
A lot of people didn't.
I didn't. Experience. I did that with like my grandpops. Like he did stuff like that.
You get these little cars and it's only pieces. Mm-hmm. You got to put the whole thing together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was always doing something creative because like even when like, I think it was a certain point where like my childhood, like neighborhood friend, he had ended up leaving at one point. And it was just like, well, what am I doing? We was into BMX and all that stuff. And I was like, you know, it'd be cool to put
that hit us hard. Tony Hawk,
exactly.
I like the video game, but yeah, I wasn't out there. Right? I was on the video game.
We was out there, yo. And at one point, I was just like, I was drawing up like this stuff to like actually put rockets on to propel the bike to where it's like. What we now call, like, I guess, just regular electric bikes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it was like, I was trying to put something on it, propel us and all this other stuff. And it was like, man, I was really, like, trying to do stuff back then. And it just, like, transferred to me, like, really learning about landscape when I was doing that. And it was like, man, this is what I kind of want to get into. And then once I got into Baltimore, I was like, I ain't trying to be here in Baltimore. And then once I, like, came back to Richmond and then found, like, well... cooking, baking is like what I like to do. Like, let me research this a little bit. Let me see if it's an actual career in this. And it's like, yeah, you can work for me. This hotel, this, you know, country club, golf club, whatever. And it was like, boom. Well, even before I got to culinary school, it was like, all right, I want to work for the Ritz. And then from there, it's like, what next?
But yeah, so you didn't have the full plan out. You just knew this is a way I can make money.
Yeah. So, well,
this is a way I can have a career, maybe?
Yeah, and that's how it started off. Because I was actually looking to be, like, either get into military or, like, be a police officer.
Yeah, we want you to take your time with it. Don't just jump into the comments. Don't jump too fast.
He's not there. He's not there. It's like, I know he's not.
Yeah, because I went, because during that time where I like stepped back, I was like, all right, what do I want to like really jump into as a career? Mm-hmm. That's where I was like, all right, I could be in the military. Like, I know it's going to be hard. My dad was in the Marines, and it was like, I can do it.
Mm.
But then once I found out after research, you can't be doing all that stuff and be colorblind.
Mm.
So it was like, scratch all of that. What's something I like to do, period.
That's great. That's good.
You know what I like? I like the fact that you haven't mentioned anyone else yet.
Mm.
And I mean that in a positive way.
Mm.
He's not one of these people that just saw somebody do it. Bro, that was me. I saw somebody whip and absolutely murder a piano and organ, and that made me want to do it. But Justin was...
He's
self-made.
Yeah, he liked what
and
he was.
It's like, let me see what works for me. That's rare, bro. That's rare. I don't even hear that a lot.
No, and it's
that
like,
makes sense though.
You didn't just see somebody cooking and was like, oh, I want to do that.
Well, even with that, it was like my dad, he would be the one, like, he was like the guy who was cooking in the house.
Because
that's just his thing.
So that's an influence.
Mm-hmm. But it was like, even thinking about that, I was never interested into it to where it was like, Dad, let me show me how like
and
to
he
do
wasn't
whatever.
Trying to push you into it at right. all.
No. If anything, my parents, well, probably my mother. She was probably like, "Well, yeah, your daddy outside working on the car. Go, you know, go out there with him, see what's going on."
Yeah, of course.
And I was never interested even with the cars until like I got one. And it was like,
bro,
how I'm gonna put the rims on this?
Alone.
How I'm gonna put the, you know what I mean?
Us in the creative space, bro. I was never into like the building of the model car. That's where it stopped. I wasn't into, yeah, let's go outside and change the oil.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked. That's something that I want to do. It's like actually. But even then,
I
like,
no interest.
I guess I had different influences around me.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, movies like, and I'm a movie buff. So movies like Gone in 60 Seconds, where the guy took the shell.
Yep.
Well, he stole the Ford, the Shelby.
That's
a beautiful, beautiful car. And then later on, he ends up getting the shell of it to make his own. But like that's something I was always like, man, that would be hot just to be able to throw an engine in there.
Yeah,
I'd like to have a hobby car.
Somewhere you you just tinker with it every so often. Like, all right, added the water pump, added the cam, whatever I'm gonna do.
I ain't gonna lie, that was when I was in. I don't say into it, but that was like, I was like, let me go work on the car, like, But even now, it's like, really, it was just, even seeing my dad was like in the kitchen, seeing him like working out on the cars and stuff. And I was like, man, this guy like knows so much.
A lot of stuff. That's real.
And it's like, it's not even about it, like being a jack of all trades and all. It's like even now, like, as I think about it, it's like, that's a man.
Yeah.
That's a man.
That's dope.
Dude.
That's dope.
It's like being able to take care of everyone.
Yeah.
And like, it's not even he knows everything, but it's like he has the capability to be like, let me find out, let me figure it out, whatever it is.
Yeah, because I want to ask you this question.
Yeah.
Because I didn't. Did you ever see dad self-care? I always seen dad taking care of other people.
Nope. I didn't.
Exactly.
And I think that's why we're learning it now.
That's real.
Like, not to jump too far ahead, but Motivation Central is that for us because it's part of us taking care of each other. Vacations.
Yeah.
Spa days.
Yeah.
Dad never did that.
Dude.
My dad, like, for real, his neck was probably tight as I don't know what with the time he was ready to go. Because it's like, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I never seen my dad go get a massage.
Dude.
But, you know, the masculinity and all that, so... It's interesting that you said that. You ever seen that either?
No, that's the thing too. But what you? No, I haven't
seen a black man take care of himself.
No,
in the way that we self care, like yoga or what I'm saying, spa day or sauna.
But
like nothing.
I think
he was the first black man above 50 that I seen
actually.
To do a spa like I mean not spa, but he took us in the sauna after working out at Gold's Gym. He was like, "No, this is what you do, son. You come in here,
yeah.
Get the impurities out you." You know what I mean? He's super masculine there. And I was like, "Oh, this is the first masculine man is actually doing self-care, like, in that way. I never saw it before.
I think part of that, too, with, you know, say maybe the men that we grew up around that raised us is, I think that's just, that was their, I guess maybe sort of like an ignorance to
it.
They
didn't know. Yeah,
you know,
you didn't know,
so it's kind of like they weren't missing
it. Let me tell you something.
I don't know.
The last place you'd have found my dad is with a towel around his head and two cucumbers on his face.
Yeah.
It's just not happening.
A little towel
wrapped around. I'm talking about, I'm having a spa day.
They were wired. They were wired different.
Soft stuff.
Right.
A massage.
A massage.
Wired way different.
My woman going to massage me.
I think if anything, self-care was watching the game on Sunday.
That's what it was.
And that's
sit down.
Self-care. But that was there. That's what they thought self-care was.
Yeah, it was like, let me, you know, chill out. Let me not
do it. Or church.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no. We have to actually do things.
Yeah, something to just reset, just sit.
Shout out to my wife. She got me on that self-care
doll. Oh, man. She probably got you right, man.
Let me tell you something, boy. The spas, walking to the look.
Bro, I know you.
Bro, she gave me the clear your cuticles, the pedicure,
Yeah.
They massage and they put the...
You
get the wax. I didn't want that. Okay. But her sister gets the wax and everything. They take hot wax and they do put it on your feet and everything. Mm. And they take these like hot rocks and they massage your leg and calf with the rock. My.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't been to get one in a minute, but I forgot what's the spa.
Let me tell you something. You can still be a man's man. You can still go to the spa.
Man,
like,
shoot.
Yeah, it's healthy, bro.
Nah, I have no feelings.
Jesus
said,
you guys are way too tough.
Yeah, come on, man.
You know,
sit down, relax.
Yeah.
You know, get some self-care. That's real.
Yeah.
That's real. I just had
that's
to ask
good,
you
though.
That because it's I think there's something that's I think somebody's thinking right now, like, you know what? I never seen my parents self-care. You know what I'm saying? My mom either. My mom, you know, she listens to the podcast, so I can't she'll call me. and get on me if I say something wrong.
Edit that
but,
out.
But it's just the facts. I never really seen too much, you know, going to the spa in the way that we thought that was bougie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my mom definitely got her nails done and all that stuff. Like, she did that. I'm just saying, like, the spa experience that, you know, me and my wife do now.
Yeah.
I never really seen my parents do own that like that. They're just grinding, you know.
No, man, but I like what you said there, though, like, you know, when you think about your pops or think about, you know, these men that we grew up around and raised us, I can say the same thing. Like, my pops, I don't think I really seen him, not that he was, like, arrogant or cocky or anything like that, but, like, ask a question. It seemed like he knew how to do everything. Like, how did he?
Mm-hmm.
He passed away a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got some of his old tools. I'm like, how does he have, what made him get that? You know, just thinking about where, you know, just, you know, say even from, you know, where when we lived in New York, like, what made him get this to repair whatever he might have repaired? Like, dang, like he was on it. But yeah, it's like, it's real. Like, I can't say that I ever really seen him ask a question. Not to say he knew everything, but as far as from what I seen, I mean, he was running a crew, he did a lot of like moving, like library relocations. That's actually one of the first times I came down here was we did a job in Virginia State University. And he was like he was running the whole project. And that's you know, his role. He was the foreman, I guess I'd say. Mm-hmm. Project coordinator, however you want to put it. But like it was just boom, boom, boom. He knew how to, you know, everything was like, I got it. You know, I can't think that I ever seen him really like I don't know, kind of thing. It was like, and I don't think he was ever always in his comfort zone with things. It's just he knew how to figure it out. And
interesting,
but yeah,
yeah. The only thing I saw my dad really like when it came to like trying to figure something out, when it came to the cars, it was like, let me go to like Advanced Auto or whatever. Let me pick up the manual.
And has no problem talking to the man behind the counter.
Oh yeah,
he'll ask him questions.
Yeah,
he ain't finna ask the wife. Ain't finna ask him. Yeah,
that's good point. Good point. Yeah. That's good, man. That's good.
So now here we are in the teenage years. Why did you get into Marjorie, man? Why did you? I knew I did because it was a Drumline movie.
What's going on?
That's the only reason why I got into Marching Man. I was like, I'm getting to college doing this? Through Marching Man? I can play drums. It's cool. Mm-hmm. And then Nick Cannon, he messed us up.
Yeah,
me and B's like, yeah, we about to drum, and then we going to college. We going to drum. You know.
Yeah, I honestly don't know if my mother just like put me in band in middle school, and it was just like, because I mean, my sister, she played a saxophone growing up.
Justin was dope, yo.
And it was
he's not
like,
gonna say it. He was dope.
He ain't gonna say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I forget Justin I even played dope. Like music. That's crazy.
Yeah, what was you playing?
No, I was playing drums too.
You was on drums. Okay.
So can you truly say that music is really good for your cognitive development in some way?
Oh, for sure.
Mm. I keep telling people.
For sure.
We was talking about this
offline.
You're
not a musician today. Mm-hmm. I think once a musician, always a musician. But because you can hear, mm-hmm. you still can respect. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you're still a musician. But it's like, it has developed you, the art of being in the marching band. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That experience, bro. It's nothing like
that's it. What we were saying. I think it was maybe before Power Session or something. We were talking about like, yo, bro, get your kids into music or something, you know, like that. That was real.
Yeah, it's like not only creative building, it's like it gives you that sense like
team.
Yeah, team. Mm. I was gonna say it's a sport without being a sport.
I like that.
And it's just like,
facts. I like that.
The way they had us doing push-ups and then the
high school,
it was a sport.
For them,
I was going to say, y'all, the football y'all doing
team,
that.
We over there, you hear them doing push-ups and running.
Wow,
doing
so y'all was right with
thing.
It.
Yeah. We still do laps, bro.
Facts.
Yeah, but y'all was out there with them too, right? Like, I mean, like during
you
the games.
Hear them, mm-hmm. No, the games, yes, but you could hear them practicing.
Yeah.
They would be at the football field. We'd be in the other parking lot, which was a driver's ed parking lot. Mm. The band owned that joint. Because there wasn't no driving ed going on in the summer.
Right, so y'all had
so
that joint
a lot. Came, we was out there in the hot sun. Mm-hmm. People would walk around to some of the leaders. Mm-hmm. They would have a bottle of water, a spray can full of water,
mm-hmm.
like a Windex, empty Windex joint. And so you'd be at attention. Balls of sweat coming down your face. And I was like, and somebody just walk over, psh, psh, spray you. Let me tell you, that joint felt like a shower.
Wow.
When you in the heat, like, do you remember those days, bro?
I remember. Yeah, because out on that asphalt, it was just hot.
It was hot. Jeez.
But you down for the cause. We were like Spartans.
Yeah.
Were we serious,
yeah, bro? Yeah. Because coming out of middle school, it was like, all right, Justin's the I don't even want to say leader of like that, you know, that grade coming out, mm-hmm. that next section coming out, where it was like, all right, I knew how to read. I knew how to like play, which...
So which you did it in middle school, right? Because you knew how to read.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you did it in sixth grade, in seventh grade, eighth grade.
Yeah,
I did went too. So why did you do that, or did Mama put you in
that? No, at that point, yeah, Mama had put me in that thing, and we were just doing it.
And then
we started blossoming, and then it was like, all right, I'm all right with it. I'm all right with it.
So my first year, were you in the band the year before that? I didn't start, so I didn't go to. That was my first year in 2010. I'm trying to say 11th grade. I was thinking 10th grade. Okay. I didn't start going to band to my 11th grade year because Drumline came out around, 2003, 2004, somewhere around that time. That was when Drumline came out.
Yeah, I want to say I was in 8th grade. Because I remember it was like some little snare drum battle I did with somebody. And I did a move off the thing where it was something simple. And it was...
And
I
looked, went off, right?
Yeah, it went off.
It was nice, nice. Okay,
I was studying the movie like it won't nothing.
Everybody did, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
If you were in anybody's marching band,
yeah, you better have.
Just obsessed with that movie. You knew every line from the movie.
Fact.
Bro, man. Mr. Miles in my office. Like, you knew every line. You
know I was killing it.
I ain't no crab. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
bro,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I just remember, like, when they brought us over, we were still in middle school, but it was like, whatever day you like, this is going to be what, you know, high school is. And then that day for the marching band, it was like, we saw the drumline battle somebody. And I was like, yeah, that's it.
That's it. Were you in, what grade were you in the year that Beans was on snare.
Mm-hmm.
Chardon was, and Chardon and Beans was on snare my first year. I was on first base. LaRon was on second base. Third base was...
Okay, that might have been the year before me then.
So you came my second year when I was a senior. You was a freshman?
I know I came, and they tried to put me on second base.
You was a freshman?
Yeah, they tried to put me on second. I didn't know what was going on.
I thought you was on there both years.
I don't know. But they put me in. I was like, I don't know. And then Aaron, he had challenged me for that spot, and I was like, "Yep, that's all you." I still don't know what's going on.
Mm. Oh, bro, the challenge is real. Mm-hmm. Mm. If you think that you can
take that spot,
all you got to do is mm-hmm. tell the band, the drum instructor, "I want a challenge for the spot," and you have to play. What do we have to do?
It was either some cadence or something. I think it was just, it might have been just a cadence.
It might be a cadence or it might be a rudiment. And mm. it's like mm-hmm. almost like a battle. You're looking for who can do it the cleanest and all wow. that stuff. You might be flipping your sticks or whatever and all that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to challenge each other.
Yeah.
So the reason why nobody ever challenged me on, and that's not trying to make myself sound sweet, but I was a snare drummer. We needed a first drum. The cat that's on first drum is the smallest one, right? The smallest one is maybe about this big.
Okay.
Bass drum, yeah.
It's a bass drum, right? First drummer, or fifth drummer, however you want to say it, is somebody that just didn't make the snares.
Okay.
It's kind of like that.
Okay.
So I'm talking about, so the stuff that I was doing was very like let's say if a drum roll started, you know, some of our cadences, there was room for improvising. Mm-hmm. They would let us do that. So we'd be like, da-da-doom, da-doom, da-doom. That's the rhythm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Da-da-doom, da-doom, da-doom. Da-doom, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
So I could go, I'd throw some razzle-dazzle. So it was like, I could do that because I was a snare drummer.
Yep.
And I was doing, you remember?
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Yeah. So nobody ever challenged my spot. I think it's because it was just like, I don't know. But I don't think LaRon even wanted to be first base. And if you were first base, you also had to start off all the dance moves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was about to say, like, what's the significance of it?
You know me, over the top, dramatic. So I'm like, I'm body rolling and... Yeah,
and nice. I think at that time too, I think a lot of people was complacent because like everyone was so good at everything. It was like, you just want a spot.
So I mean, y'all was like, you know, competitions, winning competitions. What's the status?
Only the drumline.
Drumline. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Our band was absolutely horrible. Wow. My year.
Yeah.
They were absolutely horrible.
Wow.
My second year when Justin came. We started winning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was it ever first place? Because Rozecki came in.
Yeah, that was when it was like.
Mr. Marshall was there the first year before you got there.
Mm.
And allegedly, he just never came back. After our first year, they said he disappeared. All of a sudden, this new band director came in.
Wow.
He came in and they said that he ran off with the fundraiser money.
Oh.
If you watch it, Mr. Marshall, that's what they told us. Sorry. Yeah, you didn't know that?
I didn't know nothing. He was gone.
He was out.
They said he gone and he took the fundraiser money.
Oh,
wow. Stealing from the kids, bro. How you sleep at night stealing from the kids, bro?
Look, people do it.
I hope it ain't true.
It ain't true.
Oh, yeah. I didn't give his first name, so anybody can be Marshall. So it was serious. Do you remember that drum battle, Nicole? You was part of that, right? We did drum battle. We was doing some stuff. We drum battled. I don't know who it was. I just know we did. We actually did do drum battles, and we did. We started. We got so good that we got invited to do the pep rallies.
Mm.
And remember we took Ira
on the head. We shoulders. Really thought we was in the movies back then.
Nah, for real, bro. We took Ira got on top of another Simple Crashers.
Yeah.
He was on top of his shoulders and we lifted him up. It's all part of the dance.
All of us would come up with
our own choreography.
Jeez.
But lifting him up on the shoulders, we got that from drum line. But when he did it, the whole crowd went bananas. I'm talking about lost their mind. And Ira had to meet. He was the perfect one to do it
because
he was somebody that was a wrestler.
Okay.
So he ain't look like no band geek or whatever.
I got you.
Nerd or nothing like that. Yeah. He looked like he might whoop you. You know what I'm saying? So when they put him up on the show, he was like this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he was spinning his crazy. You know, and it was crazy, bro.
Yeah.
And then Raekwon would come out wearing a dress. And
I remember him talking about that. Yeah.
Raekwon came out wearing a cheerleader's outfit and he was like,
I remember that. I was like, I remember, but I don't.
Oh, no, y'all definitely talk about it. I heard that on
you. Erased it from your memory. Didn't want to see it. But let me tell you something. He was, I know we got Cat Williams and kind of messed that up for everybody putting on dresses, but Raekwon did it for just pure comedy. It was one of the funniest.
Oh, is that Raekwon? Yeah. Raekwon, I was thinking about
Raekwon Johnson. Yeah. We can post this. Raekwon, we will never forget.
Shout out to everyone that, where are you now?
He came out wearing the cheerleader outfit, remember? And it was in the middle of the pep rally. Everybody, Raekwon was famous from that day.
I was going to say, y'all was having some fun.
Do you remember the day Raekwon Johnson comes into class and he had took some baby powder and put it around his nose like Dave Chappelle and was acting like a crackhead? The band director was so pissed off.
He's doing comedy now, right? Like that's his.
He's still.
I remember. Yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah, I mean, I've met him through. I think he was on a Power Session.
And I spoke to Ariel. She said, "Oh, I'm watching the show. I never heard Justin talk." I said, "I got him to talk. He's talking, yo.
You've been talking. You just
not
on a public platform. No, that's what she means. She means publicly. This is dope, bro. It's dope. It's refreshing for me to see you in this light, man. I like it.
I was gonna say, back, man. Yeah, yeah. Shoot, I mean,
cool. I don't know this part of Justin.
Right.
This is new to me.
Go back. And so that's
you know what? That's an encouraging thing. How many times do we go to the barbershop with fellow brothers and talk about LeBron and talk about other people's stats, and we don't talk about our own stats? You know what I mean? Other than who we messed with in the past, that's not the stats I'm talking about.
Right.
Growing, dealing with topics, you know, sexual topics, ED, stuff that men go through at a certain age. You know what I'm saying? I'm not tapping because you're going through it.
I'm an advocate for this. That's real though.
Men, I'm telling y'all, women, if you watch, you know, men, we will talk about games all day and football and all that.
Break down all the stats.
Hot flashes or menopause or that doesn't get talked about ever. And so, I said, I'm getting to know my brother through this podcast, and I'm glad we're doing it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, this is dope.
That's good, man. That's good.
This is dope.
So, man, okay, so Drumline, y'all was killing it, and, you know, you gave us a bit of, you know, your pursuit into, you know, your college career, landscape architect. I'll be honest, seeing you pursue that, I know you didn't, you know, go and finish out that, you know, you went into the direction that you're in now, but I can see that kind of being, you know, something that you had a passion for, or actually had an interest in, because, you know, like videos we've seen of like how you're actually in there creating, you know, JC Desserts. It's like you see the architect in it. You know, yes, I'm not making definitely light of you being a pastry chef. Oh, you know, you're an artist in that. Yeah. You're great at what you do. But you see the architecture in how you, you know, whatever type of dessert you're putting out there. It's like it's more, you place things a certain way. You've made cakes for me. I'm like, how did he even think to do that like that? Like, it looks perfect. You know, best way I could put it.
Angie, my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Her graduation cake. And he made the graduation cake look like a stack of books.
Stethoscope.
The stethoscope. And it was draped across the cake, and that was made of fondant.
Yeah. Yeah, he made a cake, not like that for me, but it was like, I think it had like, you know, things related to me, like had like my glasses on it and everything. You know, this is stuff that's, you know.
Wasn't I there? That
was there, yeah.
That was the announced that you was pregnant again. Frankman stroking. Go.
Yep. Stroking.
Always.
PG-13, my bad.
Show always on. You're going to make me uncle out there? You're making me uncle over there? Because another double time on it? Show is crazy, man. But no, that's like, I do hearing that, you know, because, you know, y'all go way back, but, you know, I don't know you as long as y'all have known each other. Yeah, so hearing that is like, man, I'm seeing more of the story coming together. You know, we talked about that and, you know, where we're at now, you know, not to skip too far ahead or anything like that, but, you know, JC Desserts, like, how did that come.
Yeah, so you're coming out of, you came out of college, mm-hmm. and then
boom.
Did you, JC Desserts was already in existence when you came into Motivation Central.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Somewhat. It was more like something I was doing from home. So it was like,
wow. You had, yeah. You
definitely had a name. I'm just going to get a little messy because I was always like moving from back and forth from between different cities. So it was like,
yeah, because you wasn't in Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
We were just on some Zoom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think
I didn't realize you
wasn't
here. I thought you was here.
Not when you first came in the group. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's all jumbled up. So wait, what was the question? Where were we going?
Basically, we're fast forwarding to you came out of school and you were now you were about to do JC Desserts, but right before.
Well, actually, I didn't. Well, that was a little bit further.
You were working somewhere.
Yeah, so I was in between like. Whether
between
it was
jobs,
like,
different jobs?
Well, not necessarily in between, because some people hear that and it's like, oh, you didn't have a job.
Oh, he was broke.
No, I was in between, like,
financial transition.
I was in between different establishments. So if I was working at a hotel or like a golf resort or a golf course, something like that, where it was like I was always in a different like city. So I was between like Charlotte, North Carolina, West Virginia, South Florida.
I remember you talking about
I was like bouncing around, which I mean is actually like I hate saying that for myself a little bit, but at the same time, like that's just part of the job. A lot of people do it.
That's real.
It's one of those jobs where it's easy to pick up and leave. And then everyone's always like looking to, you know, getting the next step of the phase of their career.
Right.
So it's like, just like the Army or Navy, whatever, you have a hierarchy, or any job really, to where to get to, you know, chef position.
Right. Right.
And it really only comes with
politics as usual.
Oh, yep. Yes, it do. which is actually part of, you know, what led to JC Desserts, like officially. Where it was just like
life.
Yeah. Cause I mean
you got lifed into JC Desserts.
I can see that. And it didn't matter where I was. It was like I was always that one, either the only black person or the only black male.
Yeah, talk about like,
cause I mean when you think about it, or even you look on the TV shows where it's like you see one either race of people or it's like you get it.
Yeah.
And it's exactly like
that's
way
not a secret.
Yeah.
So it's like I got tired of it. Like eventually you get tired of, because it's even within that spectrum is like there's politics within that.
Yeah.
So a lot of times it's like I felt alone, whether it was like it didn't matter what city, it was like, man, I ain't got nobody to like confide in about anything. If it ain't my girl, it's like, dang, it's like I ain't got nobody.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, you'll have a good friend here and there, but at the same time it's like you know at the end of the day it's like they don't understand where you coming from.
That's
so real.
It's like, yeah, eventually it was like, yeah, COVID came, you know, everyone was like out of work. I don't know how long, it was like a couple months at least. And then during that time, it was where I really like put down my foot. I was like, hey, this is JC Desserts. We're going to really put the plan in place. That way, once we get back, it's pretty much like, let's make the plans to move. And then JC Desserts.
So you know, now this is where me and Franklin get to pub up our chest, bro.
I was about
this
to say.
It's time to talk about Motivate Central, dude. Not for real, because for real, bro, you are one of the testimonies that shows that what we do works. And so we're proud of that. So,
dude, the timing was crazy.
Let's go back to you changing the game. And I don't know who said it. I just know it was just like, like loco time, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't know how that came about. I don't remember how it went.
I'll go even a little bit before that. It was like,
and tell them about how you went about choosing it, because it was very. He was very.
Yeah, he sent out.
There was no ego in how he chose the logo.
That's real.
Go ahead. You got to tell it, bro.
Yeah. So like even before moving back to Richmond, it was like, all right. I had went out to West Virginia the second time. And I was like, all right, there's something I'm missing, like, in my skill set, to where it's like, I want to be a chef, I want to be the boss, I want to be all these things, where it's like, I needed an extra something that I didn't have. And once I got that, it was like, all right, boom. COVID happened, all that stuff, a few things lined up where it was like
COVID happened before the logo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got PTSD from COVID. It is really distorted.
That's what I was saying. The timing is crazy because it's like,
because it feels like JC Desserts from home desserts
forever.
No, I think that was like 2018 where I was like, I was doing it from home. And then, like, I had a logo, but it wasn't this at all.
Yep.
It wasn't until, like, after I got back where, you know.
Did anybody in particular say something? I don't know who said something about. Did you just all of a sudden say, I need a better one? Or
yeah.
So yeah, what happened? What happened? Can you remember the day? Can you remember what happened?
No, it was really like.
There's an entrepreneur that need to know this.
Yeah, it was like, it's being aware of, like, there's going to be levels to it where it's like.
This is whack.
That's
what I do to myself.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, this ain't next level.
At a certain point, there's like, this is far as I can take it. And like now, if it's something like that, that's where like you hire someone else to do whatever. You can hire somebody to make a logo.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
But at that point where it was like, you're doing it all by yourself, it was like, I know at that point in time that I made that logo, that was the best I did, and that's what I like. And then it was like, but at the same time, I knew it was like I was going to grow with what I liked. And so from there, it was just like I got to that point where I was like, all right, this is a new rebirth of JC Desserts. This is like we're getting serious. I had the time. I sat down with it.
You were coming to the calls every week.
Bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Every so, week.
You was dead serious.
Before
about it.
I came.
And I believe you, did I assign you a book yet? Oh, I hadn't. That was before I did.
No. Because I don't think you assigned a book until I got here.
Yeah. Okay.
I officially got here. Because, like, even then, where I was like, all right, I want to focus on JC Desserts, it was like, I knew I had the juice skill set wise, where I was like, all right, I know there's something else that's going to, like, I need to take me to the next level.
And I press on certain people, but ask Franklin, I don't press on everybody.
Yep.
But Justin and I have pressed on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man. Bro, you need to read this book or you need coaching.
Yeah.
Like one-on-one with me. I know what I'm telling you. Trust me. But there's a few people I do that to.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, I can't take looking at your next level any longer.
That's why I said the timing was crazy.
Yeah. Like, and it was like a gap to where like I was still there, but I wasn't here. So it was like, I already knew what you were saying. So it was like, and I agree with it. But it was like, once I get there, here, it was going to be on. And that's exactly what it was.
This is before the Cronut, y'all. He wasn't a six-figure owner yet.
Yeah, he wasn't even on that yet.
That's another thing.
Dang.
If you are listening, never let money, never let whatever get in the way. I remember talking to a coach, and he was like, bruh, I coach you for $75 a month. I was like, wow. That's how much he knew that I was going to make him proud. So he wasn't even on no. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's never. Just don't assume somebody's going to say no. Let them say no. If you really want to get into a relationship with somebody.
That's good. You know what I'm saying? That's good.
Relationship, platonic or not. You know what I'm saying? Or if it's a coach or a professional relationship. I just believe in making them say no.
No. That's good.
And so I'd rather, like, for real, we're going to bring Kelly on soon, and we're going to talk about the spot, how I got into the spot when I had no studio to go into.
That's good.
I literally just walked in there with Shati. It was like, yo, you got a room? Uh-huh. And he was like, sure. Bro, we didn't know him from Adam. We literally walked in there on faith and was like, can we use your room for free? Of course, we didn't say it just like that. We had light conversation. Mm-hmm. But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Let people say no, y'all. When you get something and you know something's good for you, hold on to it. Go ahead, bro. Keep going. Keep on going.
Yeah. Where were we at?
Another reason why he's on the podcast. Because with that being said, there's an exchange of energy, and I'm looking at his path, and I'm looking at trajectory, and I'm like, okay, no.
Yeah.
You need to come in a little closer. Into the inner circle,
yep.
Because we need each other to lean on.
Right.
This show is a way for us to lean on each other even more and be closer.
Yep.
Because it's tough when family man and you know what I'm saying, like Mm-hmm. And now he on that path. Like, yep. You know, we don't know how soon, but we just know he on a serious in a serious relationship. I'm married. Franklin married. We, you know, and then
yeah.
The family aspect. So it's just like, what? Mm-hmm. How can we strengthen the?
Yeah.
And show you all what it looks like, because Timon is very much part of this too. Timon is very, very much in the athletic world, so strong right now. But whenever Timon gets a slow moment, he's calling us. He's on the calls. We do have a brotherhood.
Yeah.
We do. We seriously have a brotherhood.
Yeah.
And a sisterhood too. But it's just like, yeah, you can't do so much with women.
Yeah.
You're married. And you know
true.
What I'm saying?
True. True.
So yeah. So
yeah. You know. Like as you like say that, I'm thinking just like, as you really stop wanting to be mediocre, you start shedding a lot of stuff, people, friends, all that good stuff.
Separation like, before elevation.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You start. Yeah, and you got to be okay with it. You got to realize that's what's gonna come with it.
Yeah.
If you're serious enough, you should be mm-hmm. like you welcome it.
And that's, mm-hmm. But see,
you know, a lot of people are afraid of that before 30s.
Yeah.
In your 30s, I feel like that's when mm-hmm. you start shedding the fat, you mm-hmm. know, trimming the fat.
That's exactly what it is.
And I'll say, too, like, you know, when Justin came to the group, he was at that point of.
Absolutely.
He knew. And I mean, that's what you're saying. But I see it, seeing it and hearing it in his, you know.
And you what age now?
I'm 33. That was. Sure. When that happened, that was.
For him to figure that out.
Wow.
Early,
yeah. Yeah.
So you was barely 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah.
Yeah.
That's downright luck. That's, I mean, for real.
No, I'm telling you.
A lot of people do not mm-hmm. figure it out that early. And when I realize how blessed I am. No, I'm passing right
no,
you're
back
good,
to you good.
But I just, to fall in love with music at 9, bro.
Yeah.
I'm literally looking at my hands like, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because had I quit, mm-hmm. bro.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, but that's like, that was apparent, and that's why you jumped on that. Like, yo, you need coaching. Not even, you know, any type of sales pitch or anything like that. It's like, for where you're going, you need coaching. Mm-hmm. And Justin was at the place, like I'm saying, he was already locked into that place. Like, yeah, you're right. I know that. Let's do it. You know, whatever the next steps are.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So mm-hmm. where you was at, though, you know, just in this conversation, we were talking about the logo and, mm-hmm. and how you got to that place of, you know, it's time to
level up.
Like, mm-hmm. this, you know, what was that? What was that something that you just.
And then tell them what you did with the group.
Yeah.
We had to talk because people share that. Don't do that.
No, that.
They drink a beer on Friday night with their buddies and say.
This
look
is
at
it.
This logo I can't wear. Yeah, that's it. Dope. All y'all drunk. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
No. Go ahead.
No, it was like, and I do it with a lot of my stuff. It was where it's like, I know there's a phase of like, all right, there's a inception phase where it's like, I'm just thinking of it. And then there's like a phase of let me work on this. And then there's like a part where I think a lot of people get mixed up or really get them slowed down in the whole process where it's like, all right, I need a new fresh set of eyes on like is this good or is it bad or is it like what's the next step to make it better
and people stop mm-hmm. at step two
yeah
so do that again step one was what
inception
in your head
yep
number two is what putting it on paper
that's all I was about to say put it mm-hmm. on paper mm-hmm. figuring out you know the direction the outline the format whatever it is mm-hmm. how you want to put it down and then they're working
and then step
on
three
it.
Is not fall in love with it step mm-hmm. three is what I gotta say this. People fall in love with their own.
Yeah, like that's
you
it.
You gotta be able to get critiques, and that's a lot of what you know working in the kitchen is. It's like on that end of where like a lot of people see like Gordon Ramsay, where he's you know grilling people and all this. It's some of it is for like the show of the TV, but at the same time, like you gotta be able to take that.
Hmm.
If you really trying to get to like the next level of what they are doing. And not even what they're doing, because a lot of like the good chefs aren't on TV. You're not going to see them on TV.
Ooh.
Yeah, wow. Those chefs you're going to see in New York. You're going to see them in LA.
I didn't say that.
You're going to see them in Miami.
I believe that.
Why is the ticket so high? Why is the price
right.
so high?
I know you're right.
That's exactly where you're going to
see
some
guy you never heard of, and he's in Miami killing it.
Killing
it.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
ain't no TV involved.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
Exactly. So.
Matter of fact, the chefs at Fat Dragon be killing it. Right? Them guys be busy. At Fat Dragon, they that's why they're open at the times they're open, because the chefs be leaving and going to other spots and bouncing around the city.
Wow, didn't know that.
They're sought after.
Nice.
Yeah. Some of them guys that right here in Richmond.
Yeah.
These guys have chefed all around the world.
Wow. Yeah.
They're like, I was in Italy for 6 months, and then I was
they killing
you
it.
Lit like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They're killing it.
Yeah.
Bro.
So.
Powerful.
So then you got to that point, and then you put it out to.
Oh yeah. So yeah. And that goes hand in hand with like being able to be critiqued, like where I felt fully comfortable bringing it to the group, the coaching group, to where
because
it's
a safe place. Go ahead, tell them.
That's what we say.
It's a safe place.
We
take pride in our space, man. I loved Motivate Central. Right?
Yeah, man. That's it.
Yeah, and you got to be able to want like that critique, because even if it was like people I would work with in the kitchen,
and you gave us options.
Yeah, because that's where I'm not in love with it. Whereas, like, I know there's going to be something someone else is going to catch.
Yep.
I know if I decorate my apartment, it's going to look one way. But if I have a woman's touch to it, it's going to be, it's going to be exactly what I want it to be.
That's so good. It's
like, I literally remember you sending it or share screening or something, and we was all looking at. Oh no,
you texted.
No, it wasn't. Oh. He texted to us.
Yeah.
That's what he did. He texted to us, and then I remember.
Yeah, I think you put it on the screen during a call.
Yeah,
and then we was looking. Yeah, that might have been.
Because I remember Jasmine Oliver. Shout out to Jasmine Oliver. She fell in love with that one, and then we were just Debrion was. She liked it too. It was
like
we was like, yo, that's the one.
Yeah,
and then it was a matter of colors after that, and the calligraphy, he had different ones. Like, man.
Yeah, and I sat down amazing. A long time.
Show it to him, man. Yeah.
Man. Well,
we're going to put it on the screen. I'll edit it.
Yeah, I forget where I saw it, but it really, even this is like a secondary logo.
Yeah.
So you have like four different logos.
Yeah.
You would want to use like your full logo where it's going to be plastered everywhere.
Yeah.
And then from there is like whether you're going to put it on a t-shirt, because of course some stuff doesn't show up easy.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right.
You like have little, to have different ones.
Yeah, your little photo tag. If your IG or whatever profile photo, that's going to be like your symbol, which for me is like the little top hat. Well, not top hat, but.
That's a cake, ain't it?
Yeah, it's a cake.
Yeah, I always thought it was a cake.
Yeah, it gives you, the top hat look.
That's the classy side. That top hat's that classy.
So, just, being able to really come in and like, what's good, what's bad, and be okay with it. So it's like.
All right, so here we go. You get an email. The email of all emails.
Hold on.
What happened?
I don't want to make it feel that easy, because it for sure won't. When I graduated culinary school 2014, I think within the next year or so, which I don't know how, but that's how they find you. It's weird.
Mm.
They know what field you're in. As soon as you like start posting photos and stuff like that, you'll get somebody looking at your what do they call it? A casting producer. Producer. So
who's connected to school?
Nah. When I say it's weird, it's weird. So like I would just be posting photos just like normal.
Yeah.
Whether I'm school stuff, work stuff, whatever.
Your Instagram.
So Instagram, they found you Facebook. The first one found me through Facebook.
Okay.
But they friend you just like you, a normal person.
Right.
They'll be looking at your stuff. They might have one friend of yours, which ironically is going to be the same person in your field.
Right.
And then they reach out, hey, yada, yada, I got, this TV show I'm casting for. Like, would you like to be a part of it? Then you go through the whole process of, the application. So I graduated in 2014. That started, I would say, in 2015, where like maybe it'd be like a year, every year or so, that I'd be applying for a TV show. Mm-hmm. And it was always, you never hear anything back. It's not like, no, sorry, you didn't get it. It's just like,
it's nothing.
Nothing. So I think the last one, it was like the fifth or the sixth time I did it.
Mm.
And it was just like, I don't even want to do this no more.
He ain't tell us about none of the failures, though. He kept now, all this I mean, that's, low. We had no idea.
No, that's
punched
all
us
it
in
is
the face with that news.
Yeah, because, yeah, I mean, for me, it was just like another interview.
We was like, we about to be on TV. we celebrate each other.
That's
so
real.
It's like,
we
about to be on TV.
No, yeah. Even after telling you the news, it still won't hit until
it
did.
Yeah, it was.
But that's I was on your head, Warner. The moment he told me, I said, no, Justin, bro.
Like, no, I knew it was going to hit. Like, it was going to hit you at some point.
I was like, you got to be ready. Because when this joint comes, you're going to have t-shirt. Because I didn't know. I'm like, bro, I don't know. But I know something going to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just know. I remember Eric Thomas. This is where this comes from. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Eric Thomas said his only regret was not being ready when they went viral. Mm-hmm. They didn't even have shirts to sell. They had nothing to sell other than him getting
get more gigs. Mm-hmm.
Yep. He didn't have a way to get passive income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I remembered that, and I said, whoa. So we're thinking, why do a podcast? We don't have no listeners. You know, we haven't done one since 2020, mm-hmm. the quarantine life, because you don't know what tomorrow brings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number one. All right, listen up. This is Stro saying, get ready to embark on a journey to wellness with our incredible sponsor, Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. I want you to imagine reaching for the next level in your life with other individuals who are just as passionate as you are. Join Franklin and I every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for group coaching calls designed to transform your mind with proven strategies and high-level accountability. You know, in the chaos of life, self-care often takes a backseat. But what if I told you that creating the best version of yourself could be as simple as immersing yourself in the right environment with others who are hungry and the culture of celebrating each other is already established? Hey, what if I told you that switching the lens on your big goals and dreams, you know, looking at them differently, would make them more manageable? Think of your dream like a huge block of ice. Well, to make that a nice sculpture, you have to start by hitting it once. In our sessions, we believe in balancing the five pillars of success: mind, body, spirit, soul, business. We come together to share what we call small wins. These are small goals that were executed this week that will ultimately lead to these big dreams that we all have. It's a call to action, an invitation to take your success journey more seriously and make every day a success. Your new chapter begins now. Join the movement towards becoming the best version of yourself with Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. Join today by visiting patreon.com/MaestroTurner or visit our website at www.maestromotivates.com.
I'm with you though.
All these smear campaigns, we run into people. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, there are people that really go through it.
Yeah, cancel
and then
culture,
there are also, we've seen things happen where you step on a powerful person's toe, mm-hmm. and they try to smear your name.
Yeah.
The podcast is the artist of today's way of controlling their own narrative.
That's true.
Yeah, can't nobody just pop up tomorrow and say, Franklin's crazy. He's on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I just seen the podcast last week.
Not a sign.
He didn't even sniff or rub his nose or nothing. You sure that's good information?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So y'all see what I'm saying?
That's good.
I knew you needed to be prepared for the moment.
Yeah.
And you didn't, bro. You were so chill about it. I said, Franklin, I don't think he really know.
Yeah.
Or just being on TV for 5 minutes can do you good.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to be like, yo, Justin, bro, something.
Yeah.
I don't care if you got a Patreon or subscription only, mm-hmm. whatever. You have to have something for people to go mm-hmm. once they find you.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Yeah. And yeah, I think the timing was perfect. Like I said, it didn't happen until I fully invested myself into JC Desserts, which is crazy. It's like, man, this is like the business is ready. It's already going mm-hmm. by the time that it airs. But it's like by the time it airs though, it's It's right after Valentine's. It's like everything's pushing.
And you already
pushing.
Had the logo chose by the time it came
out,
right?
Everything was rolling. Yeah. Everything was rolling. Yep. Website up.
No such thing as a Corona yet.
Nope.
No, not yet. Nope. Not yet.
Nope.
Not yet.
Well, I know when it came out.
Well, technically.
I know when it went in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a fan, bro. I was going to say.
I was a fan. Yeah. I'm still a fan, but.
Yeah, no. I worked the recipe when I was back in West Virginia.
What?
And like I had people in there trying it.
But we should be asking him what secrets he got now, because this the next be just he got sitting
it.
On.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I said, but nah, it's yeah, good. I figured That's it out good. Then because that was the place I had went back to West Virginia because I knew I'd be able to like just work on stuff, yeah. and just be in the lab and just like
yeah.
and focus on that. So once I was like, let me try like to actually create the Corona, or recreate it rather. It was like. I had everyone try it and I was like, yeah, that's good.
What? And then, what year is this?
I started the business in 2021 officially. So I think that was
2020.
It was COVID-19 that year, which was 20. So it was like 20. Yeah, it was like 20.
Wow.
2020.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so it was like, yeah, I figured it out there. And then once I got here, of course, recipes don't always transfer from state to state like that. Like, it's a chemistry type of thing going on sometimes. So once I got back here, like, it was still the same thing, but it wasn't, like, exactly what it was, what it is now. But once I figured out how to really keep it consistent to where it was, like, my liking, to where I could have someone else do it and not, like, try to figure out all X, Y, and Z.
Yeah,
it was like, that's it. That's it.
Nice.
So yeah, once I released that, it was like right on time. took right off.
Yeah.
Wait. So we're at the premiere.
Oh yeah.
And it's time for Justin to show the show, whatever. All right. So I brought my little makeshift mic or whatever I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Justin, who's introducing you? Nobody. Well, I'm introducing you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you can't just come out at your own thing. You know what I'm saying? So anyway,
I gotta walk out.
I introduce him. A lot of people come in and a mixed crowd. And I was like, Justin's doing good. Yeah. For real. It's not that our people aren't good enough.
Yeah.
But it's dope to see that everybody loves your stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not a black thing. It's not a white thing. It's just a good product.
That's big.
Yeah.
I think that's important, right?
Yeah. We had been open a year before like it actually aired. So it was like
it was a mixed crowd. And I didn't know. I was like, I never knew. Hey Bob. Hey, I was like, exactly Karen, how are you? You know, it was just dope. I had not seen that.
Right.
And I didn't know he tapped into, you know, because I got to be about race. I can hear you ready to comment. So it's not that. It's just in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
A lot of people have to get their thing started off. And since we're going to the open mics that are black experience and the karaoke nights or Lion's Den or wherever you go, Bad Thursday or something, it's like you could take your business there and black people just jumping on your thing. And it's sweet. But it's kind of. You kind of get stuck and like, oh, well, how do I reach the other?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're not just black people in Richmond. So when I walked into that room, I was like, oh, my boy made it. He made it, bro. He's arrived.
And that's transferable to like different, just marketing in general.
You want everybody I was going to say, stuff.
Like with the Stanley Cups now, it's like they've been out, but they marketed it to a different type of person. And then now it's booming. So it was like.
Yeah, my wife got two of them. She got one for her dad, one for her dad, one for her. I was like, I'm good.
I don't need it. Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's just a cup.
I'll get one, but I'm not standing in line and waiting. Running me at Target waiting before it even opened. And they just run in there. They're all gone.
I didn't know it was like that.
It's serious. Starbucks did a collab with Stanley.
Oh.
And I tried to get one for Angie, and it was a fail. It was like they were gone 10 minutes ago. Yeah, just open. It's 9:20. Y'all opened at 9. Like, bro. Seriously.
And that's what I was really happy about. Because, like, we really started from scratch,
and
so to speak. Because normally, like, even if it's just like we're talking just baking, normally you're at a farmer's market to start off, or like you're selling it out your house somewhere, mm-hmm. and you kind of build up into mm-hmm. like a space of somewhat. We just started.
We didn't know what it was. We just know he said, "I'm bringing out some desserts." Clearly, because that's what you do, right?
And we're watching. Yeah, by then, yeah.
And he brings out these little balls, you know, balls. And then he just sets, you know, everybody's getting the ball.
A little crow nut
we didn't know they were crow nuts. That's why I have to say little balls.
Okay,
so yeah, you kind of thought it was like little donuts.
Dude, this sound like, man, go ahead. You got to finish.
Everybody getting mm-hmm. balls. So I'm just like, yo, it's the only way yep. I can describe it. Right, just these little balls. And I'm like, oh, we got his donut holes. Okay, he made mm-hmm. his own donut holes. And when you bit into it, you saw layers.
Yeah, okay.
It was like, mm-hmm. bro, what is
and
this?
It was hot, right. And it was like, yo, what is it?
I didn't get to actually eat one because I had to leave and go to a rehearsal. I had a show coming up.
Okay.
Jasmine told me about it.
Wow.
She was like, man, she said, didn't she have her, no. Somebody's there had that kid. It wasn't Jasmine.
Oh, he's talking about
Angelica.
Yeah.
Angelica's daughter liked him. And I was like, okay, so he got the kids.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, and so, bruh.
Wow.
I said, remember on the next call, I said, y'all, I think Justin found his McChicken.
Every business needs
a McChicken.
Yeah.
You can't do them $2,000 cakes every day.
Yeah.
But them cronuts can just fly by.
Man.
And they were only this big. And so did you know that you was always going to make them bigger? Or you just made them small because it was a big event and they were free and you was just trying to keep the production down or something?
Yeah. I was like, I knew I was going to make them bigger. That was always in the plan.
That's crazy.
But even like looking at Dominic's one in New York, it was like, it's still like a nice size. Like, it's still a little bit.
How big it is? Are they bigger than yours?
No. They're like slightly, they're slightly bigger than like a normal size donut. Mm. So it's like you still get like,
cause yours is like a Mondo brand.
Cause I had saw somebody do a review. They had did some type of review where there was like, it was like a YouTube. It was a YouTube review, and then like the way they bit into it, I was just like, that's what I need. Because I could tell, like, she was very petite. So it was like, her mouth looked small. It's like chewing the thing. So I was like, that's what I want. I want somebody to have to, like, really open wide.
This man.
I want them to open wide.
Explain, yes.
And bite it. I want it to be too big for, like, actual bite.
I tried.
I'm done.
So yeah. So this is all. Yeah, this is what you gotta think about.
Go over their heads, boy. All right, go ahead. Josh.
Breaking it down. So this is what we talk about when it's like the customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, this is what's.
Now I'm feeling goofy. You messed me up now, bro.
Like this is the customer experience that I want to where it's like, dang, I really like. I can't just eat it just like normal like. I can't just like shove it in my mouth like a Twinkie.
The more I try to be serious, the more you mess with me.
Oh my! The visual.
Are we posting this? That's going on Instagram. The more bigger it gets, the more shove in my mouth. What are you talking about, bro? Are we still talking? We're talking about the museum. We're not even talking about your vacation anymore.
We're talking about your career progression.
But no, this is the conversation. This is the conversation I had with myself.
Oh man, Justin!
I was like, it can't be normal. It can't be normal.
So, this is good to know.
Yeah. And customer experience. That's how I start.
Nah, but real. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we really get into the food, yeah, it's like I think about that part with all my stuff. So even if it's like the little chocolates where it's like I open up the box.
I see that.
We didn't even talk about the chocolates.
I was going to say chocolates.
Yeah. The cronuts is the star of the show.
The cronuts, yeah.
his chocolates look like marble.
That's what I'm saying.
Like stones.
That's that architect. Mm-hmm. That's that. I know he was in there like, okay, that's mm-hmm. good. That we can put that one out. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's
good. We can put that one out. With Justin. So
yep.
Y'all know I do videos and editing stuff. So, that head look extra shiny. With those. That y'all just like, I look like one of.
Boy, but that
never mind. Never mind.
I can't say. I was about to say, I look like one of Justin's little balls. But I was talking about the chocolates. Anyway,
she just
you
right.
balls, bro.
Man.
It was pretty shiny on there. Forget it. I'm done.
I do want to say, though.
But his chocolates are amazing, yes. to say the least. Yes. Oh, the first video I did for him was the milk chocolate.
Yeah.
And he showed me how the process of him doing milk chocolate.
Yeah.
You can't do what Justin does and you don't have any patience. Just forget it. If you're not patient, you just can't. You literally can't do what he does. He's doing it with so much. The same, his chill right now.
Yeah.
And this is the most, like, on camera. I think this is the livest he's been on camera. So it's like, this is exclusive, but he is very chill, very precise, very strategic. What's your sign?
Taurus.
When's your birthday?
May 9th.
Okay.
May 9th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Happy day. That's my wife's birthday.
What?
Look at that.
What?
That's happened? My wife's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Same day. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you know you're not gonna get a happy birthday from Frank.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The way he'll get you the day out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, all right, man.
I'm like, oh, dang.
Yeah,
Justin, my bad.
Just like Justin clocks out, this boy clocks out.
Hey,
yeah,
I know that's right.
He blacks out. He's like,
I
know
that.
Man,
I'm about to start blacking out.
I was about to say,
I'm sure I'm gonna do.
Man,
you be blacking out. Don't try. You be blacking out too.
You know what I do? I just.
Man, I will. I gracefully just black out.
I want my people to pick up the phone for me when I call. So I always make sure I do the same.
True.
As soon as somebody don't do it with me, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to wait till I finish whatever I'm doing. I'm scratching my butt, and I'm going to ignore the call, scratch my butt, and then call you back.
Yeah.
I'm just letting y'all know where y'all at with me. Y'all in the.
But nah,
I'm with you right now. You know what I'm saying?
With the vacation, it felt very 90s in a sense, where it's like there was no phone. I mean, there was, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
So it's
pretty
like,
lit. That's pretty lit.
Yeah.
We're the last generation that knows what it's like with no phones. Mm-hmm. Millennials.
This is it, bro. I tell my friends all the time.
And they about to start calling us the old people soon.
And they try to already. Yeah, they already trying to get us. Now. They already trying to get us. But we
Remember
got that.
When was the future?
We passed that. We passed that.
That.
We passed that, but that's the thing. We the last of that. The
Man,
bridge
the last
between,
of something,
yeah, it's weird. But no. So what you were saying about how he introduced the cronut?
Yeah,
that reminds me of. I don't know if y'all seen it. This is something I've watched this YouTube presentation several times. But Steve Jobs, when he introduced the iPhone.
Yeah.
He did it real kind of like
smooth.
Yeah, it was like, oh, hey, you know, would you like to send an email from your phone kind of thing? Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, yeah, you can. You know, that was one way he described it. And they said, would you like to, you know, also make a phone call, you know, in between? However he did it, it was real smooth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that sounds like, you know, he knew what he was bringing. Yeah. Steve Jobs knew he was bringing the iPhone.
Yeah, I saw.
He knew he was bringing the Cronut. But
it was a clip from Simon Sinek. I think that's how you say his name.
I think so, yeah.
Where he talks about, like, Apple really in general, where it's, like, how they communicate with the customer, where they start with their why, and then they go out to the product. It's not like, here's the product. It does this for you.
Yep.
You should buy it.
Yep.
And it, but he works it from the back, where he kind of, pause.
I heard it, but I was going to let it go. I was going to let it go. Like, see if he's going
You on a roll tonight, bro.
I was thinking Inside Out, but
it don't work.
We need to call Bonnie. What? It's time for a refill, okay? My man is ready, okay?
Lord Jesus. Oh.
Let's get him out of here, man.
Yeah. We gotta go.
She probably done text me now. Let me
just... Oh, Lord.
Wow. Shout out to the men and couples. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We know we ladies.
Man,
you know,
love it. Love it, man. Shoot.
Love it. Shout
couldn't
out to
script
my wife.
That. Couldn't
shout
script
to my
that.
Wife. To my wife. Thank you for my wife.
Yeah, I tell Kelsey, I was like, man, I couldn't script meeting a person like her. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I'm, man.
Oh, that's game. I like that one.
Yeah, you know.
That was smooth.
You can use that. But no, that's real, man. Like, when you think about it, I couldn't pick her. Like, that, I couldn't do that myself. If I was the one choosing, I couldn't do that.
He wants me to post this on that.
Post that, because I need some brownie points, man. You know what I'm saying?
That'll hold her a good month. That's real, though. A good month, that line right there, boy. You might not have to take that trash for a while.
He said, psych, nah.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You might have to do the dishes one day. You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
But no, man, that's real, though. It's good to be, you know, in this collective like this, too, man. It's a good thing, man. It's healthy. Man.
This is like a form of therapy.
Yeah, man.
It's fun, man.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna get it all tonight, you know that.
No, right? Man.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, like so shoot. Just to have Justin this long, I'm telling you, he's out of his comfort zone. He does not. We doing this for y'all because Justin,
this is big though. Yeah.
Is either in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Out the kitchen, okay? Mm-hmm. Whatever that means. So yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know.
Yeah.
We gotta bring it to a close, man. We gotta bring it to a close.
Yeah, yeah.
But
man.
I feel like we're cutting it short.
Well, why not?
So the TV show, bro. We just gonna
Oh no.
We went straight from
dang.
You yeah, right. We didn't
yeah,
even get
nah,
it.
Nah, we gotta do it. We gotta
talk about that. Just the main thing of we're gonna start here.
Mm-hmm.
Is it real? When we see the timers and we see people sweating, we see somebody passed out on your show and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that real? Is that all scripted? Is it you know
yeah.
what?
So it looks intense.
Are you really stressed out? Do they really put that timer on y'all? And you have a certain amount of time. Do you really not know what they're about to do next? I'm asking you all the questions.
It's life change. I'll say this, it, just in general respect, it's life changing because for me, I was very aware, not only of myself, but like the other competitors as well as the producers.
And y'all were really competing.
Yeah, because at the same time, as we're competing, it is a form of entertainment.
Mm.
So to keep that in mind, and it's now it's like, for me, it makes me question a lot of stuff I see on TV.
Mm.
Sporting events, news, all this other stuff.
Especially
it's like,
sporting events.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's it'll make you wonder about a lot of stuff. But I will say, yeah, the competitive side, all of that, the timers, all of that.
The stress.
The stress was out of this world. You can't.
You championed that joint.
You
looked cool as a fan.
I was going to say, yeah.
Everybody, bro, people kept tweeting. This dude got one face. And then they posted it. Like, he almost became a meme.
He was locked.
Really out of here. Yeah. That joint would have caught on fire, no, that it, meme.
But he was locked.
Posting your face.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Like,
yeah.
He was locked.
It was the most stressful you could ever be. You can't, that environment, that bubble you're in, you can't recreate that anywhere. Like I'll tell people now, like, when I was working in hotels, it was like, you'll make meals for, like, thousands of people at one time. I mean, but you have a team. You have someone to back you up. If you fail here, you got time. You got someone to back you up. There you are on an island. In the physical and mentally.
Wow. Mm.
Like when I say, like, even the cameras cut off, is like, it's a release. But you know you're about to go do it within another hour or two or the next day, whatever it is.
Hmm.
So it's like. Like, yeah, the last episode, I cried. That was because it wasn't.
You cried?
Yeah, I dropped some tears on that thing. I ain't gonna lie to you.
So what happened? What did you feel? What did you feel?
It was a release. It was all this stuff I carried on from the day one.
How far did you go? I don't remember.
So I think there was 10 episodes.
Because it don't matter now because it just, yeah, you just leveraged the whole situation.
It was 10 episodes. I got to the 8th one.
Yeah.
I don't remember how many people was left, but yeah, it was like the 8th episode.
It was long enough to get noticed. Long enough to get some pub.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't take it back for nothing, but
No.
Now, would I do it again? It was. That's a good question. I'll leave it there.
Because you don't have. It's like, bro, I don't have nothing to prove. my cronuts are killing. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you have to have somewhat of an edge on your shoulder to have something to prove. Mm-hmm. It's kind of tough for somebody that's proven to try to jump back in that mindset.
Yeah, because you have to bottle it up. Whatever you're feeling emotionally, you have to bottle it up. Because everything is, like you said, the time is real. Mm-hmm. So if you got an hour, 2 hours, the longer episodes was like 4 hours for whatever. Mm-hmm. There's no time to be like, you really got like time to make like one, maybe two mistakes.
Yeah.
Outside of that, it's like, you got to be on it.
Hmm.
You got to be on it. So it was like, it was a perfect timing because I felt like skill-wise, I knew exactly what I needed to know. And I'll tell anyone who worked for me now, where it's like, figure out how to fix stuff. Because that's where you really grow.
That's good.
Being on a show, if you didn't know how to fix, or you didn't know how the ingredients work with each other, with each other,
mm-hmm.
like, you can't do stuff on the fly. You got to be,
you have to know the foundation. In music, we would say you have to know the theory.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're asking someone, make a this, with a that, with a this, with a that.
Mm-hmm.
And now even though you haven't made what they're asking you to make, you have to know what tastes come from what combinations. Mm-hmm. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And while being stressed out, while trying to
make. Because they be like coming off the.
Yeah.
It seemed like the meal was off the cuff.
Yeah.
No, y'all didn't know that stuff was coming, right?
Yeah. No, like one episode. They had asked me to bake with some type of, ingredient where I was just like, I was a loss for anything. I didn't have no clue what to use, what to do with anything. Mm. And then I tried it, like, it was a spice. Ooh, what was it? It was sage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a very savory ingredient where I was like, I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm going to try it in this cornbread. I'm going to throw some bacon in it. I'm going to throw some cheese in it. And then... It was probably like the best thing I ever made.
That's wild. That's dope.
Now, can I recreate it? It's a little tough. Because a lot of times for me, in that type of situation, I was like, I was grandma with it. I was just like, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people was asking me to like recreate stuff from the show. I was like, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so we got to get into this. We got to plug the business. Wow. So you now are doing corporate trainings and teaching.
Yeah.
I remember I went with him one time, and he was teaching them how to use fondant and make it stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he taught them how to make a flower. I don't want to tell too much because y'all should book him.
Yeah,
but,
true.
You know what I'm saying? He taught them how to make things with fondant.
Mm-hmm.
So
now that's
just a little bit of that. Like you also do like experiences.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we do the whole, and that was just where I'm super happy about where the business is, how it's built, because we're over different phases of like events. So like if you're at a wedding, we cover that. We have products for like small parties where it's like you want to really have something special and unique, but it's not going to break the bank. We got that. Yeah. So we just got into a new space where we can really hone in on the experience of the private classes or group classes. Which I'm really excited about because, it's different to really, be in the same space, your workspace, but with, people who've never been there, who've never experienced, like, a professional kitchen.
Yeah,
it's dope, really, man. Get your hands dirty on stuff. So, I'm excited about that.
You did the J. Sargent Reynolds where you had to be a motivational speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally told him that he was going to have to do it.
Yep, yep.
And like a week after, he's like, I got this gig. I'm like, bro, I just keep telling you, bro, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so get ready.
It comes with the territory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people that are saying, well, I'm shy and I'm all this stuff. Well, don't pray to God for the next level because with the next level is new devils.
A lot.
It will require you to do more.
Yeah.
You also are responsible if you are like me and you follow Christian principles and you follow God-like principles. Yeah. We ought to look after the people that are coming behind us, right?
Right, right.
Awesome. People that are coming up behind us, right? So if we're doing that, then
and I think,
you know what I'm saying? You will have to speak.
Yeah, as you speak about that, it's like I think a lot of people are scared to become not themselves. which in actuality, you are just becoming a better version of yourself. Mm. And I think that's really what it is.
We'll see you next week. That was it. That was it, bro. Yeah. That was it. And we've been going a little bit. This is not the only time we're going to touch on Justin with the podcast. So it's just like, we just wanted to give y'all a thorough introduction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is one of the episodes that where, you know, you just followed Justin. You followed the page. You've seen the Cronuts. This is a chance for you to get to meet the man behind the pastry.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yes,
yep.
sir.
Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome. Yeah. Hey. Franklin, you want to close this out, bro?
Yeah, man. Good stuff, brothers, as always. And thank you all for your support, tuning in. Yeah. We'll catch you on the next one.
No excuses, no days off.
All right, y'all. Peace.